For donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
Our meteorologist Ed Kieser says we have cooler temperatures and some rain in the forecast, but first, a sunny and hot day and more humid with a high around 90. Ed has details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. State Senator James Meeks, a Democrat, wants Chicago students to skip the first day of school today. The boycott's designed to draw attention to Illinois' school funding inequities. From the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Amanda Vinicky reports on how the Republicans involved in the plan.
Meeks originally said the boycott would go forward unless Illinois put billions of dollars more into public schools. But after a call from Republican businessman Ron Gidwitz last week, he agreed to a scaled-back version. It would put $120 million into four school clusters. Gidwitz explains his theory.
Rather than try and fight through this $2 billion school funding reform issue, why not demonstrate that you can, in fact, make schools work if you properly fund them?
While the governor and legislative leaders expressed interest in the Gidwitz plan last week, it's not an agreed deal. So Meek says he'll go forward with the boycott. Gidwitz failed to win the GOP nomination for governor in 2004. From the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Gidwitz says it's bad to take kids out of school, but he says there's a validity to the Meeks boycott. He says Illinois has forgotten about its school funding problems. He says the boycott will make it a top priority. Meanwhile, Republicans yesterday adopted a new platform, but some GOP teachers say they're not pleased with the party's priorities for education. Jerome Hoynes, who teaches at Glenbrook North High School, was among those at the Republican National Convention. Hoynes says he's opposed to both school vouchers and merit pay for teachers, two items supported by his party's platform.
If you choose to send your son or daughter to an independent or a religious school, that's your right, but you should pay for that or earn scholarship or win scholarships to go. And so when they start supporting these schemes, it's just disappointing because to set up new bureaucracies, to shift limited funds, to me, it's really anti-conservative.
Hoynes is the creator of an online Republican advocacy group for teachers called Elephant Educators. He says he's also disappointed about what's not in the national party's platform, namely alternatives to standardized testing and commitment to a smaller class size. The state GOP platform does not take a stance on vouchers or merit pay. Besides education policy, the national platform takes stances on national security, energy, the environment, and health care reform. Hoynes says he has faith that if John McCain is elected, he will engage Republican teachers before acting on the party platform. Indiana's public schools next year will largely no longer be able to charge tuition to transfer students who live in other districts. Schools have charged the parents of such students as much as $5,000 a year. But an unintended consequence of the state's new property tax law has some worried about schools being tempted to recruit top students or athletes. Indiana University education researcher Terry Spradlin tells the Indianapolis Star that he expects many gray areas as schools decide which transfer students to accept, including whether to enroll any at all. Senate Tax Committee Chairman Luke Henley says he expects the legislature to take a serious look at the issue. He says it's not fair to foist such a major change on schools from an accidental change in the law. Several reform groups will call for the repeal of Indiana's property taxes when a legislative committee holds a hearing later this month. The interim study committee will hear testimony on the issue at the State House on September 10th. Indiana Property Tax Repeal Alliance Chairman John Price says property tax restructuring passed last year will have only a cosmetic approach. But Senate Tax Chairman Luke Henley says property taxes on homeowners are down an average of 39% statewide this year from 2007. In the 55 counties that have sent out bills so far. Both major party candidates for governor say they want further property tax reform, but neither has announced a proposal to eliminate property taxes. The last of eight people injured over the weekend in a chemical spill at an East St. Louis plant have been treated and released from St. Louis County hospitals. The victims were working at the Rocorp plant in East St. Louis when a chemical spilled. Authorities say a container of a hazardous light powder broke open when being loaded Saturday and contaminated the workers. Authorities are certain the chemical was nitroaniline, a highly toxic chemical that can cause serious breathing problems and even death. East St. Louis officials say the spill at Rocorp was contained and posed no public threat to the community. Cleanup at the site continued yesterday and is expected to wrap up by tomorrow. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35 and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, another sticky day today, and then we have cooler temperatures and some rain coming in.
Well, we have cooler temperatures mainly because of the rain. It's going to be cloudy, and this time of year, the sun doesn't get as high in the sky, so when it gets cloudy and wet, usually it's quite a bit cooler, and we're going to have some of that.
Well, here's a topic of discussion I was in over the weekend. How many 90-degree-plus days or 90-degree days have we had this summer? Not many, in my recollection.
Well, the official numbers from the water survey for the weekend won't be in until later today. So we were close over the weekend. I believe going into yesterday, the official